and it will also be on the monitor.
Please stand. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our loving, gracious and kind God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather here in your name and also online to worship you, Lord. Thank you for the season of Advent and the season of Christmas that you have given one more time in our life. We keep watch and live with eyes lifted and hearts ready to wait in hope. As we welcome the light and kindle the faith that Jesus Christ has shown in this world. Like the shepherds in the field, Simeon and Anna in the temple, and Mary and Joseph awaiting the child. Lord, we gather together on the threshold of that holy expectation. And we thank you for the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave to this world. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that you gave us through him. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. We thank you for loving us so much that even when we were yet sinners, you loved us, O God. We thank you for your grace and mercy that you cover us with every day. Thank you for keeping us safe throughout our days of our lives. Thank you for being here today with us, Lord, with your presence. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit and celebrate the love and joy and hope and rejoice in spirit today that we can adore your name and worship you, O God. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, all the things that we do here in our prayers, in our singing, in our meditation of the word and the celebration and the lunch that we partake here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin. I will quickly go over that before we go to some recognitions that we want to do on Christmas. The food bank ministry continues. Thank you for your continued participation in that. And the books are also available for sale. And our third Thursday luncheon will be on January 15 in January at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Please join that for a time of lunch and fellowship. Thank you for your holiday donations. Many of you have contributed generously, and we are happy to announce that we have enough money that we wanted to raise to support the families that we announced. We also have one family that another came up later on, Hopefully we can help them also. Please donate if you still have, we have still time to donate for that cause. And also the children's gifts, it's a list back there. We already have the children's gift ready, so if you still want to contribute, please do that as well. Thank you for all those who have donated, and God has given us this opportunity in this community to serve the people who are in need and to serve the people in this area. Today, in our Christmas special service, we have a combined service with the Hispanic ministry, Pastor Nelson, and his folks are joining us today to worship together. They will be also singing some specials in Spanish, and we'll have some songs together in English as well. So let us look forward to that combined service and celebrate Christmas together. We decided not to have a Christmas Eve service because of many conflicts that we have with our schedules. So we will do the candlelight today at the closing hymn, Silent Night, when we sing it. So if you haven't taken a candle from the back during the fellowship time, you can go back and take a candle. And do not light it until we announce it at the last time. So keep it with you and take a candle. The last Sunday of this month, we celebrate and we also dedicate as the last Thanksgiving Sunday for all the things that God has done in our lives through this year. We'll have a special service for closing of the year next Sunday. So we'll be thanking God for everything that God has done in our lives with a reflection of our lives next Sunday. The first Sunday of the month, we'll celebrate the New Year, which is on January 4th. I have asked Pastor Tim Owens to come in as a guest speaker. So he'll be speaking to us for bringing the New Year's greeting on the first Sunday of January, which is January 4th. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us do the work that God has given us in this community to serve the people who are around us with the love of Christ in whatever way we can. And thank you for stepping up and doing that. We take donations on our website. There are various ways you can donate. Please use that opportunity as well. Before we go to the greeting time, I wanted to do some recognitions today. We have some people that we wanted to recognize. One of them is the oldest member of this church, Miss Jean McBrayer. And she has been with the church before many of you were born. Wow. Even I was born. Before I was born. She has been with this church since 1945. What a blessing it is to have a person like that with us. And we always love her and always encouraged by her motivation that she gives us every Sunday when she shows up. There's no one in this church has any excuse to miss church. If she can come, anybody can come. Yes. So that is the motivation. I always tell her, whenever you are here, we are encouraged. So we wanted to recognize for her long-term commitment and service to this community and to the Lord, mostly. And I know it's hard for her to walk up here. If you can walk her up here and face. Present her with a plaque. It reads, presented to Jean McBrayer in recognition of her faithful walk with the Lord, years of dedication and encouragement to the Piedmont Church community and family, 2025.
Prayer shawl.
Now we have to recognize some of the people who have been helping out with this church service and choir and singing and all the things behind the scenes, many of them. And some of them are in our congregation, some of them are from the Hispanic congregation, even though you don't see them that much, but they have been doing a lot of work for us during this year. So we wanted to recognize some of them here during this time. Alan, can you come first? Alan has been doing, not only in this our congregation, but also with the Hispanic congregation, a lot of work. And I don't know how we can express the thanks to you, Alan, because he does a lot of manual work and also encouraging the people with the music and getting the youth together. We thank you, Alan, for everything you do. And every time I want to do a change of the signs, even in the cold and rain, he runs over there and changes the sign and does everything pretty much what I tell him to do. And I'm sure you tell him a lot of things to do every Sunday. So, Alan, we thank you for that. And also, I wanted to give you a special gift from myself and the church here for everything that you do.
Thank you very much.
Alan is a wonderful guy. You want to stand here facing the congregation. Alan, stay here. Frankie is brother. You want to come up? He's a quiet guy, but he's always by the side of Alan. Whenever Alan does everything, I saw them both working in the playground when we had all the mulch that they dumped over there. There were other people too, but they were the ones came day and night and throwing all that mulch inside of that playground. So that does a lot of work, and I appreciate that. I also want to give you a special gift. Thank you for always being there, for helping us. Okay, you stay here with us and take a picture. Now we want Sophia to come up. Sophia is behind the scenes helping Evangeline and the rest of us here with the communion every time we have communion. And also she does the music part of the ministry with the Hispanic folks, and also, you know, helping out with a lot of things other than that, with the lunchtime also. So she's behind the scenes, not visible that much, very quiet, but thank you for your support and generous help that you do every time we ask you to do something, okay? And then... Jeremiah.
Yes.
Yeah. Elijah. Yeah, I get confused with his brother and him. One is Jeremiah, the other Elijah. Both are prophets. I don't know. Thank you, Elijah, for all that, for the work that you do. And Jace, you want to come up? scream from back there. I spelled his name right this time.
Right?
And I wanted to thank Miss Lou for everything she does from back when I preach behind me. She say, praise the Lord and amen. So that gives me the support. Some of them probably don't know how much support that she lives. And where's the little Layla? Oh, I'm sorry. Here's yours. Because she's there also helping Evangeline with that communion. She does the juice to pour. So she's doing all the work like that. So thank you very much. She plays the piano too. We want to give Carol something because she's always there. It's a water bottle for you. I wanted to give Lisa something. You know what she does every time she reads the scriptures. She's the director of the music. She tells what tells us what to do with the music. We don't know, so we get lost. So she's good at that.
And I want to say, if Lisa's not here, the music does not go well.
Right. You have seen that when they miss Sunday. You have seen it.
All right, Wayne.
I wanted to give one to my wife. She does a lot of work. Sharon here, she came for only a couple of months now, but she has helped us a lot with reading the scripture and helping us from the background. I don't know how much she sings, but I don't hear a lot. She has to sing before. And I gave her a cup for her, but she has the other part in India, the better half. So I thought it's not fair to give just one, so I gave both of them together. Sharon. And her husband's name is Sachin. She's my great grandniece. So it's like my grandson, right?
Yeah,
thank you for doing
it.
So we have some blankets to give out. I thought it was going to be a cold Christmas, but it's warmer than I thought. So when it comes cold, now you can wear it, open it up and wear it during our special that we sing today with the first Noel time, and then you can wear it until the end of the service or not, it's up to you. But all the adults will get it. The children, you don't get it. You have gifts at the Christmas tree at the lunchtime, okay? This is for the adults at the back for the service time. Did everybody get one? The adults all get one? The kids will get their gifts at the Christmas tree at lunchtime. And also two more people I wanted to recognize. Pastor Nelson. And I can't thank him enough for all the work that he does, not only for the church, but for the community. Something that we were missing so long that they are able to do, reaching out to the people who are in need. And there's a lot of people out there in this community that are hurting. some of them struggling with groceries and rent and food, particularly during this time of inflation. Many of them are finding it hard to meet their ends. So they are the ones who step out. Even with their limited resources, they are helping a lot. And we are thank you, Pastor. We thank you for doing that. And also it is a blessing that we can join together and help this community and be a part of this work. And we want to give you a special gift for that. And God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Carmen, you want to come up? Carmen, Pastor Nelson's wife, Carmen, she's also behind the scenes a lot of times. She's quiet, but she does a lot of work, cleaning up the whole area with her children and organizing all the children's program, and also pretty much keeping up the kitchen there and the refrigerator there with plenty of food every time we go there. We thank you, Carmen, for everything you do. So that's the part of the recognition. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Hello.
Please turn to page 245 and sing with us Noel, verses 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Verses
1 and
2. Please stand. It's on the screen also if you don't want to follow.
1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2.
Candles. The candle of love was supposed to be lit by Yoli today, so Liliana, would you please step in for Yoli and
yeah.
Do that for her. The third candle, the purple candle.
Loving God,
you showed your love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life with you. We trust in your unfailing love. We trust in your word, that your love will follow us all the days of our life. Teach us to love you with all our hearts and with all our soul and with all our mind and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Teach us even to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Help us to do everything in love as we live by love, just like Jesus, who loved us and gave his life for us. Amen.
Amen.
And we have one more candle to light, which usually we light on the Christmas Eve, the Christ candle, that we'll also light today. All the children will come here and help us light the Christ candle. You all come here.
Los niños, pasen los niños.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we celebrate your coming, your presence, and your future return. Bless our lives with your love, O God. May it flow through us like wildfire, and may we sing your praises as the angels who broke glory through the night sky into proclaim to your glory. Father, we long for unity and peace on earth, for justice and righteousness. Guide us and teach us to follow Christ and sanctify our hearts until the day we arrive home in heaven. Help us to see our neighbors and all people as the brothers and sisters as they are, all children of the one true God. Father, teach us to love one another. Help us to build bridges and reach across party lines. Let the forgiveness and mercy of Jesus Christ rain down over our circumstances. Love is paramount to the kingdom of God. Let us love as we are loved and experience the peace of Christ. Father, rain down miracles on this earth this Christmas. Amen.
When we see a depiction of that night in Bethlehem, we see a quiet, peaceful, very, very, very beautiful sight. We see a dark gray, purple cloud in the background. Stars are twinkling. There's a big star over the where they're sleeping. But you know, when you think about it logically, they were in a stable. It probably was not quiet. There were animals there. The cattle were there. Next door in the inn, the guests were talking and laughing and complaining about the taxes they may have to pay. So that depiction that we see of the quiet, peaceful night is not really the case. There was noise, there was chaos, but little baby Jesus asleep on the hay, the cattle are lowing, and the baby awakes, but no crying he makes. Please stand and sing with us, Away in a Manger, page 217.
Away in a manger.
Please remain standing as we read the responsive reading. It is Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. The blue is the responsive that we will all read together.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor cried out, and the Lord heard, and was saved them out of their troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them.
For taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We take a few minutes for our prayer time now, that we bring our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we have in our lives. And also we bring our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a church family. There are prayer requests listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me to the back, in those boxes listed are the prayer requests. Please keep this as your prayer item on your prayer desk every day to remember these people and these items. Particularly the ones that are in highlighted there, Jeff Whitman. Goodman, I'm sorry, right? I still may not forget that. Sean and Amy Conway, Tahira Begum, Yolanda, Pam, Melissa, Jean Barrington, those people need our special prayers during this time. And also continue to pray for our regular prayer items like prayer people like Jean McBrayer and Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines, and any others that you know and that who need our prayers for healing. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. Let us remember them in our prayers and thank God for their services, and stop by and thank them, especially during this time. Many, many people work behind the scenes to make our life easy every day. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. So let us remember them in our prayers that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. Pray for the world leaders also, when they make decisions, that they will fear God, and their decisions will bring peace to this world. Also pray for our church, that God has given us in this community to do the work faithfully with all the opportunities that God has given us to do. So let us remember our church in our prayers and lift us up, and also all the churches in this community, the pastors, ministers, leaders of the churches that do work in this area, in this community. And the world church at large, in many parts of the world, reaching out to people in various parts of the world, spreading the love of Christ. So let us remember all those missionaries and churches around the world. Those are the... Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks will receive." Lord, we come before you as our gracious Father and merciful God, with our prayers of blessings that you give us, and also the thankfulness that we have in our hearts, Lord. Thank you for everything that you give us, the good health and strength in our bodies, all the blessings that you shower upon us physically, the houses that we live and the cars we drive, the jobs that we have, and the good health and strength that we have that we can get around. It is all because of your grace, O God, and we thank you for that. We all thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so we could become your children. Be with us today, Lord, as we come before you with our needs, especially the ones that we have named in our prayer request, the people that we have lifted up for bodily healing. We pray that your special healing hand will touch them at this time, O God, and heal them according to your time and your will. Pray for those who are going through difficult times in their lives, that you will be with them and give them the resources that they need and open the right doors for them, O God. We pray for those who are struggling with various problems with relationships and broken homes. We pray for your grace and peace upon them. We also pray for our social service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services and lift them up at this time, O God, and pray for your special grace upon them. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that will fear God and also will be guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit when they make decisions. We pray for the world leaders also that they will also fear God and bring peace to this world. We thank you for this church that you have given us here with the fellowship and the service that you have given us to do in this community. Help us to do it faithfully. We pray for all the churches, the pastors and the ministers and many others who lead in many different ways to serve this community. We especially pray for Pastor Nelson and his work in this community also. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together and celebrate Christmas. Bring us to a new message of Christmas in our hearts so that we can fill with the love of Christ and spread the love to others who are in need around us, God. Bless us with your presence today. Touch each and every one of us with your power as we go from this place. Thank you again for your presence in our midst. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have blessed us with for the work of your kingdom. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you give us every day, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Thank you for the eternity that you have given us through him. We pray, thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world and in this community. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen. As you remain
at this time, we will have a special presented by the young people. You may be seated for this. You may relax and enjoy. If you would come on up, please. I asked earlier, what does this mean? It's, of course, written in Spanish. And I was told that it's a variation of the first song we sang today, Angels We Have Heard on High. Thank you.
cantan las celestes voz. Con los cielos alabemos y al eterno rey cantemos. A Jesús que es nuestro bien, con el coro de Belén.
Scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 2 verses 10 through 20. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. the living word that came in flesh and blood and lived among us, so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives, in our flesh and blood. We thank you for the word that we just read here today, proclaiming the good news of Christmas, the first Christmas when Jesus Christ was born. As we meditate on the word, open our hearts and our minds so that we can humble ourselves before you and the word. It will be a blessing in our lives and a blessing to this world through our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for joining for these Christmas celebrations. Merry Christmas to all of you. And we will have lunch after service today. I forgot to announce that. So if we go a few minutes late today, don't worry. We have lunch here. So you don't have to rush out for anywhere else for lunch. Today, December 21st, as we celebrate as a Sunday celebrating Christmas today, it is also the official start of the winter season, December 21st. What does that mean? That means we were expecting cold weather, which is not here this week. It is also the longest night of the year, December 21st, in the Northern Hemisphere. Shortest day and the longest night on December 21st. A time when many communities around the world call it Blue Christmas in many places in Europe, and some people have the longest service. They have all-night service today, tonight. That could be the longest service because of the longest night. So it's a very special Sunday today as we fall on December 21st. The season of Advent, I've always reminded you that three celebrations in it, or three aspects, the past, the present, and the future, when we celebrate the Advent season, the Christmas season. It starts with four Sundays before Christmas, and today is the last Sunday that we call Advent. It foresees the three aspects of the Advent is that the past, that Jesus has come in history, that we remember that and we celebrate that birth of Christ. The present is also very important for Christmas because he comes into our hearts. He lives in our hearts every day. So Christmas is not just a past event that we remember. It's a present event also that we remember every day because Christ is born in our lives every day. And also, the future of Christmas is that he is coming again. The Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. And he is going to come again. So the Advent, the word meaning expectation of coming, that's what the word means. That means he has come, he is here, and he will come again. Amen. And he came as the Savior, and he is going to come as the judge and the prince. And he will rule this earth. That is what Christmas is all about. So it is not a one-time thing a year, even though we celebrate and all these lights and celebrations and colors that we have. But it is also the second coming of Christ that we are expecting, the advent of his second coming. Our responsibility during this time is to serve the other people just as he served this earth. And he asked us to serve others until he comes. That's all the mission that God has given us to do. It is not about a lot of preaching. It is not about doing a lot of other works to show the people around us. Those are all good things, good programs. But ultimately, Jesus wanted us through his life to show us that we need to serve others and love others just like we love ourselves. Yes. And that's what God has given us to do in this world with our life. And celebrate this Christmas not only to serve others, but also to step into the shoes of other people. How other people live and what we can do to help their lives with their situations. Like I said, we lit the love candle today. There are four candles that we lit through this month. The hope candle, the joy candle, the peace candle, and today we lit the love candle, the love of Christ, and then we usually light the Christ candle on Christmas Day. So the love candle is very important because Jesus came as the epitome or the symbol of love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So the love that Jesus brought to this world as a baby in a manger is not limited to that manger, but it is also an act that comes with it. Love is a noun and a verb. Love is good, love is a noun. But also we love others acts as a verb. So one word uses both. That means love is something to be acted upon. Mm-hmm. Without love, there is no love. Without action, there is no love. There's no love of God. That's what Jesus came to show that in action. He came as a baby to live among us. He left the kingdom of God. All the heavenly blessings and riches that he had, he left and came here and lived among us and humbled himself as a human being, suffered and died a death of a sinner, even though he did not sin. And he rose from the dead. So the Christmas reminds us about the power of love of God in this world and to live as people who spread that love of Christ to others. To many people, as we celebrate joyfully this Christmas, to many people and many families, this is not a celebration day and a celebration night. It is a long, dark night for many families. And like I shared before you, that we recognize some families to help in this community, and there's so many others. As a small church, we do the best we can. And I hear more and more stories about people struggling and getting their ways through, raising their children, and struggling with the everyday walks of their life. That is what Christ did. He saw the people's need, and he went to the people where they are. Many times we like people to come to church so that we can serve them. That's not the gospel. They don't come to us. The church goes to the people. Amen. We go to the people where they are and where their need is. That's what God has given us to do and reminds us during this Christmas, that God reminds us that we ought to get out and reach out to the people who are in need. Many, many people are struggling. Many people are broken in many different ways.
Yes.
Their families are separated. Children are separated from the families and parents, and they are hurting.
Yes.
This is a reality around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Then what does love look like in the face of darkness like that? When the world is filled with darkness and the life seems to be unclear and they don't know where to turn to, how does love look like? The joy of last week does not mean that life is not difficult in this broken world. It is not just about joy. There is brokenness and harm, hurt that's happening every day. There are moments like when we feel that love is distant, when pain is loud, when we feel the fear of the future that overwhelms us. But in the midst of that, there is good news of joy, that God is here in the midst of that pain and suffering. The pain of the first Christmas tells us that even in the midst of pain is when God shows up. That's when God becomes reality. The birth pain of Mary brought the joy of Christmas in this world. When we go through the pain of life, that is when we actually become the children of God with the experience that we go through. The story of our faith is not about humanity climbing its way up to God. Many religions teach that. You work your way up to heaven. But it's the other way around for Christian faith. Heaven came down. Heaven came down in the form of love, reaching out to us where we are and where we were, even when we were yet sinners and nobody could save us. The love of God came down from heaven, reaching out to us.
Yes.
He could have left us where we were, abandoned us, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is a powerful God. He could make another man. But he considered me as so valuable, unique,
man,
in the kingdom of God, that he thought that even without my one person's presence, the kingdom of God is not complete. He wants everybody to be in his kingdom. And he loved each one of us that much that he sent his only son to suffer for us and die for us. That's the message of Christmas that I wanted you to take it with you today. It is about God coming down. God did not wait until the people are worthy. Sometimes we look for people to come to church who are worthy. There are few good people. We want good people. But God is looking for the bad people, the sinners. That's what people were complaining about when Jesus lived in this world. He eats and dines with the sinners. But remember, that is what we are called to do. Reach out to them that are marginalized. The people who are left apart, outsiders, that we think. Where love of God goes where it is needed most. That's what God did. So love came down not only to be among us, but he walked among us, he talked among us, he worked among us. And ultimately, he took it out to the cross and gave his life for us. And love doesn't end there. He walks with us every day, and he also takes us to the eternity that he has promised. So the love is a never-ending love of God. It is up to eternity. A kingdom that is coming, that we will all share that love with each other in the presence of God. As I close here today, Pastor Nelson will bring across a brief message in Spanish after me. So as I close here today, remember the love of God will never end. Even when you go find yourself at the short end of life, darkness seems to be around you. You don't know where to turn to. In the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your financial troubles or family problems, or broken relationships and hurts and darkness looming around you, remember, his love never ends. Yes. He is guiding us every day with your love, and he will take us to eternity where we will spend our time with our dear ones who have gone before us. That is the love of God. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
Qué bendición, hermano. Voy rápido, hermano, por causa del tiempo. San Juan 3.16, no vamos a leer un solo versículo. Si usted tiene su Biblia, San Juan 3.16, ¿verdad? Muchos ya se conocen de memoria este pasaje, ¿verdad? San Juan 3.16, si usted me acompaña ahí rapidito, ¿verdad? Dice ahí en John 3.16, ¿verdad? Por los buenos. Dice ahí, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Qué bendición por ese regalo que el Señor nos ha dado. Creo que no hay mejor regalo que Dios nos ha podido dar que a su Hijo Jesús. Y qué bendición es en este tiempo de poder ver en la Navidad, ¿verdad? Poder ver a luces de Navidad en cada casa, casi la mayoría de las casas en los parques, árboles, y pues en el mundo entero se celebra la Navidad, y es algo hermoso poder ver en este tiempo todo lo que es adornado, ¿verdad? En casa, los arbolitos, las puertas, todo bien hermoso. Aún las personas se ponen a ropa de Navidad. Ese creo que es el tiempo más hermoso del año, en el cual se puede sentir ese espíritu navideño, ese espíritu familiar, donde las familias se juntan, todos juntos, y pueden disfrutar de buenos tiempos, compañerismo, comida, alimentos. Incluso es tiempo donde a la mayoría de personas se reconcilian entre ellos, ¿verdad? Pueden venir y pueden arreglar sus diferencias, ¿verdad? Creo que este tiempo de Navidad es en el cual no existe, ¿verdad? Lo que fue de separaciones de religiones ni separación entre familias. Creo que es el tiempo más hermoso. Y es el tiempo donde se regala regalos, pero creo que lo más importante en este tiempo es que Jesús vino. Hace 2025 años Cristo vino a este mundo y murió por nosotros y nos dio ese precioso regalo de la vida eterna, ¿verdad? No hay cosa más importante que tener a Cristo como nuestro Señor y Salvador de nuestra vida. Creo que todo es importante, pero lo más importante es tener al Señor, ¿verdad? Le preguntaron a Juan el Bautista, le dijeron, oye, a Jesús hace y bautiza más discípulos que nosotros. Y Juan dijo estas palabras. Dijo, es necesario que yo mengüe, pero que él crezca. Lo que Juan estaba hablando, que lo importante no era lo que él hacía. Lo importante era lo que Jesús iba a hacer. Y qué bendición poder entender que lo importante es lo que Cristo hizo por nosotros. Todo en este mundo tiene que girar bajo el eje de Cristo, bajo el corazón de Cristo, bajo el amor de Cristo, bajo la gracia de Cristo, bajo la misericordia de Cristo. Todo tiene que girar bajo el corazón del amor de Cristo Jesús. Si entendemos que todo, hermano, nuestra vida gira alrededor de Cristo, usted va a poder tener paz en su casa. Usted va a poder tener tranquilidad. Usted va a poder tener gozo en el tiempo de la tribulación. Usted va a poder estar tranquilo aunque el mundo se esté desbaratando. Usted va a poder tener esa paz que solo el Señor da. Todo tiene que girar en nuestra vida bajo el amor de Cristo. Todo tiene que girar. Todo en esta vida se trata de Él. La vida cristiana se trata de Jesús. No se trata de la iglesia, no se trata de los hermanos, no se trata ¿verdad? De los convivios. Y qué bonito es convivir como familia en Cristo, como hermanos, pero todo se trata de Jesús. Amén. Si usted entiende que todo se trata de Jesús, usted va a poder ser feliz. Amén. Usted va a poder arreglar sus problemas, usted va a poder arreglar sus dificultades, usted va a poder arreglar su vida si entiende que todo se trata de Jesús. ¿Sabe por qué el mundo está de pies, como las cabezas para abajo y los pies para arriba? Por falta de Jesús. Si entendieran que Jesús es la solución, si entendieran que Jesús es la medicina, si entendieran que Jesús es lo que necesitan, el mundo cambiaría. El mundo cambiaría, los hogares cambiarían. Las parejas cambiarían, los matrimonios cambiarían, los jóvenes cambiarían, los niños cambiarían. Este mundo sería un mundo diferente si entendemos que lo que necesitamos es a Cristo. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que entregó a su Hijo unigénito. Mire, lo entregó por viles pecadores como nosotros. Nosotros no merecemos ese regalo, pero Él es tan bueno que nos dio ese regalo. Nos dio ese regalo tan hermoso. Y la Navidad no se trata de las luces, de la comida, de los convivios, se trata de Jesús. Es el recordatorio que ese Mesías un día vino y que ese Mesías un día regresará y regresará por su iglesia, regresará por ti y regresará por mí. Amén. Es todo lo que quería decir. Pastor.
Earlier we spoke about that night as being not so quiet, not so peaceful. But now it's several hours later. The animals are sleeping. The cattle are no longer lowing. The guests in the inn are no longer laughing and talking and complaining about taxes. They've also gone to sleep. Finally, Joseph and Mary can join baby Jesus asleep on the hay. Because it is now silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Please stand and join us in all four verses of Silent Night.
Take your candles and light each other.
Silent night, holy night.
one final wish for you, and that is Feliz Navidad, and the young people will now sing that for you.
Campanas por doquier.
Standing, we will do the benediction. People of God, go in peace, go in hope, go in love and joy. Love came down from heaven. Because of that, we can live in hope, walk in grace, and share that love with the world that is still longing for it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.